speak. Felt a little bit uncomfortable speaking by such a hush of occasion. Siyum HaShas. So I really was thinking about not speaking. I didn't feel worthy. And then Ashkafa has it. I pulled off the sefer off the tables. If you know the sefer here, it's a Nachas Mayim. And I saw in the beginning, it said, it quoted me, and it gave me a chash of title. So the Eilam told me it stands for, it's hard to believe, but the Eilam told me it stands for a Gayin Rav Moshe Dan. So I said, I'm a Gayin, Misama, I'm worthy to speak. And then I realized that Gimel stood for Gayin. Actually, I've heard of Rav Yosef for a long time. To hear about his possibility of coming to Water Bay, which is now reality. My wife is good friends with Rabbi Yosef's wife from way back. And when they got engaged a few years ago, some wife told me that a good friend is engaged, and they say that this bacher, they say he's an Eloi. They say he's a very chash of a bacher. They say he's an Elisha bacher. So I'm a little bit of a skeptic, especially if it's coming from the girls. But now I'm zayfa to meet Rabbi Yosef in person. I've developed a nice kasher with him. Elaytei shemia, gedai lemeriya. I see firsthand his Gevalika Kishroinus, his tremendous Kishroinus is just tremendous Asmada. Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, Ashreinu that we're Zaycha, that Rabbi Yosef and his family came here, and it's a big zechus for me to have him here as a chaver and for all of us. Meeting Rabbi Yosef and speaking to him, one of the things, besides his tremendous strength in understanding, learning, his greatness in Torah, but I have to say that I'm very impressed, and I know everybody is very impressed with his midas, very impressed with his mental type. You think such a accomplished young Talmid Chacham, you know, he might come here, and not necessarily treat everybody with in such high esteem and such great respect. And everyone feels, or Rabbi Yosef gives everybody tremendous kavod. He treats chaverim with tremendous kavod. He treats talmidim, he treats the bakum with tremendous kavod. He bechlal, does not have the gimel. And it's a very special thing to learn from. He's just a real person learning for the real reasons, not for COVID, and he's a very honest person. And his meshulchayt and his midos match his learning, which is of course is something that this yeshiva prides itself in, is that our midos are of top importance and they have to match our learning. A Ben Torah has to have complete Derech Eretz. I'd like to explain what to me is the greatness of this Siyum. It's not just a Siyum on Shas. It's also a Siyum of a beautiful Sefer with on different Sugyas in Shas, all over Shas, from Erevin to Menachos. You see, they didn't just learn it Daf Yomi style, just learn up the daf. He really learned it, and he has tremendous ideas all over Shas, Gemara, Rashi, Tais, Rishayim, Achayim. But what I take out of it, I don't think the greatness over here is a Siyum HaShas, completion of a Sefer. To me, that's not the Clay, that's not what makes him seem very special. Person might say, I don't really have shyness to such a seam. It's a beautiful seam. It gives me tremendous schism. But I don't have shyness to such a seam. I don't have shyness to seam on Shas. I don't have shyness. Definitely don't have shyness to writing a sefer. Not such about Kishrin. I don't think I'm capable of doing such a thing. So he says it's a beautiful seam for a Radner. It's a beautiful seam for some people. It's a beautiful Kiddush Hashem. But you know, what is this? Does this send a message to me? Does this send a message home? And it definitely does. The greatness of a seam like of this caliber, the greatness of any seam, is not the actual turning pages. It's not the actual amount that was done. It's a tremendous effort and tremendous dedication that's behind the seam. The seam is just a manifestation of all those hours and hard work and dedication that a person puts in day after day with tremendous hasmada. It's true, Rabbi Yosef is a tremendous Baal Kishrin, as anyone could see speaking to him and learning. But all I can say is one thing. If any Bachar with average and less than average Kishrin would have put in Rabbi Yosef's Asmada, Rabbi Yosef's dedication, Rabbi Yosef's Mesiras Nefesh, it might take another 2 years, it might take a little longer, but they too will make a very Gantz Chosh of Sima Shas also. The Kishrin maybe makes it come a little quicker, a little deeper, but that's not what really does it. It's the effort, it's the hard work, it's asmada, the tremendous asmada. It says in the parsha that Esav comes back from the field tired, and he says, "Halitani no me'adam me'adam azeh." He says, "Give me some of that red stuff." There were red lentils that were cooking there. The reason why the red lentils were cooking there was because Avram had just been niftar, and the minig was to cook adashim, which are round, and that reminds us that life is a cycle. People live and people die, and it gives a person musar, and it gives a person chizak. That life is meant to use it properly, and then there's death. And Esav comes and says, "Give me some of that red stuff." And the pasuk continues, "Alkein Karishmo Edom." Therefore, he was called Edom. Therefore, he's called Edom, red. It doesn't say he's called Edom because the pasuk says earlier that his face was red, that he was a red body. The reason why he's called Edom is because he said, "Give me that red stuff." So Alter Mevarich says a beautiful vart. What is the pshat in this? This is why it's called Edom. This is why it's called red, because he asked for red food. Kind of strange thing. You want to call him murderer? Call him murderer. What's the significance of giving him a name, Edom, the red one? So Alter says a beautiful vart. He says that this signifies the whole essence of Esav. When a person came, when he came back from the field, he should have saw these lentils. He should have said, why do we have lentils? What is the purpose? What is going on about these lentils here? So they would have explained to him, because there's a bailus, and a person, there's a cycle, a person's supposed to live and fulfill mitzvahs, and then a person's meant to die and go to Olam Haba. But instead, Esav only sees the superficiality. He only sees the red stuff. He only sees the food that he's hungry, he wants to eat. Give me the red stuff. He has no depth into Esav's perception. And that's the meat of Esav. Esav says, "Give me the Bechaira, I'm going to die anyways," because he can't see the future. He only can see the present. For a person to really shtag, this is the midah that it takes for a person to shtag in life. Every person, it's difficult to sit and learn a base medrash. Every person has the same yisayas on different levels, getting up for davening, getting up to learn, coming to start. What drives a person? Everyone knows Rabbi Yosef, that also impresses me. He's a very normal, it's unusual, is it a very normal person? He's with it, he's down to earth. He also, he understands, he also had the same yisayas. Very normal. Wasn't just, you know, 5 years old, he just sat me special, he had no interest. He has other interests. But a person understands that life is not about enjoying yourself, life is not about the present, it's about the future. It's about tachlis. When a person's lying in bed, he doesn't want to get up. Why doesn't he get up? Because he's tired now, he doesn't want to move himself out of his position. But if he thinks for 1 minute that when I stay in bed, I'm sacrificing my future, I don't want, the person realizes he's sacrificing that's expressed in that scene, in this scene. Give a bracha to Rabbi Yosef that the Sanhedrin, Bahasto Mesachlis, is Svarim Aperim Lusayma. We have a new understanding here of starting a new Svarim and finishing that. Desire to write more Svarim and finish Shas. According to my Cheshbin, there'll be another Sima Shas in 2 years or so. Is that right? That's my Cheshbin. This is his third time finishing Shas. And Mirza Shem, another 2 years or so, that's my guess. But Mirza Shem, another Sima Shas that will be Saita to partake in. And we should all learn from his example of dedicating ourselves fully to prayer.